everyone, welcome back to the Lana Del Rey Fan Podcast. I am your host, Johan, and for this third bonus episode, I thought I could review a few music videos and give you my thoughts and opinions about them. Starting with Born to Die, the video I think definitely captured the essence of the song, and fun fact, it was filmed at the Palace of Fontainebleau in France, and the music video reached over 465 million views on YouTube. I think the lighting and the different shots brought the song to life. And the whole live fast, die young narrative was very well portrayed by Lana and the boyfriend. And I thought it was cute how she ran towards him at the beginning, being all happy, and then they drove all night together. And the video got quite graphic towards the end when we see the boyfriend holding Lana's dead body filled with blood. But the way they shot the scene with the flames in the back really made that moment stand out, and I just thought it was very beautiful. The music video was nominated for Best Art Direction during the 2012 MTV Music Awards and won Best Pop Video International at the UK Music Awards. National Anthem has a great music video. A$AP Rocky co-stars with Lana in this one. The video starts with Lana as Marilyn Monroe when she sings Happy Birthday, Mr. President, and I thought that was really cute. And then Lana portrays Jacqueline Kennedy and A$AP Rocky is John F. Kennedy in reenactments of home videos with kids. I thought that whole aesthetic was very nice, the colors, the way it was filmed, everything looked very cute. The video ends with a dramatic scene depicting the assassination of John F. Kennedy. While that happens on screen, we can hear Lana reading her beautiful monologue titled, "And I Loved Him." The music video was named one of the best music videos of the 2010s by Billboard and the sixth most fashionable music video of all time by Harper's Bazaar. Finally, the Video Games music video is probably the most iconic Lana video because according to her, she made the music video herself on iMovie. She used her webcam to film herself and used various clips from YouTube. The video quickly earned millions of views and became a massive success for Lana. And what is even more impressive is that it was her debut and the video has now reached over 245 million views on YouTube. Definitely check out that music video. I love every single clip that she used. I think they all embodied the song very well, and the little scenes of her singing it was very cute, and the whole editing felt very homemade, and I think it really represented Lana's style and Lana's music, and it was just overall a great music video. Moving on to a completely different era, Ultraviolence had a very simple music video, which I definitely loved. Rolling Stone writer Corey Groh said the clip was shot in soft focus colors and appears to capture the singer's dream state, and I completely agree with that last part. Lana definitely looks at ease with herself, and the way the whole video was shot was very beautiful. I love the concept of her being a bride without a groom. It fits her so well, and the aesthetic it brought to the clip was really amazing. I really loved the Shades of Cool music video because Lana looked so good in it. All the effects and shots brought the song and the concept of chaos and melancholy to life. And I especially loved the parts where Lana was kind of transparent and all of these flowers and explosions were happening over her. It was a very nice contrast because you'd see these explosions, but then you'd see soft flowers, and it looked very nice and artistic. And the final scenes where she's in the pool are absolutely beautiful. Lana looked so good. I cannot get over how amazing she looked. The water, the sun, the sparkles, everything was so amazing. The music video is definitely great and fits the song very well. Finally, West Coast had a very nice looking video. It was mostly black and white, which I can appreciate, especially since the cover of the Ultraviolence album is black and white. So it all makes sense. It was all in the same era, the same time. It was very fitting. I really loved the scenes with Lana and her boyfriend and the group of friends at the beach. I thought they looked fun, but what I loved the most was the ending where Lana shows up in color and in flames. Everything in that shot was perfect. Her hair, her dress, her dark eyeliner, everything was amazing. This video, I think, really represents the Ultraviolence era very well. And that is it for my third episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I didn't want to talk about every single video. I wanted to make something a bit more simple and talk about some videos that I personally really love. Obviously, you can check these out on YouTube. I absolutely recommend them. They're just as great as the song artistically. They look very nice and very polished. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in following me on Instagram, it's at the Lana Del Rey Fan Podcast or Twitter at Lana Fan Podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode.